Real wood, real fun. Win a real wood playset for your family designed by our family at My Fix It Up Life. Visit free stuff on myfixituplife.com to enter to win today.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know thy hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
You're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Camo up. We've got our scope on, and we're on the hunt for vacation with HGTV's Tanya Nayak, host of the new House Hunters on Vacation.
And for a retreat from the regularity of responsibility, our destination is the deck with Real Outdoor Living's The Dream Deck series.
So leave your Sunday best in the closet, slather on some sunscreen, and get ready to stop, drop, and roll right out of the regular day-to-day.
It's time now to do your week of work hard with some good old-fashioned play harder.
And it's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake Tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
It's an inconsequential job.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life, and this is not inconsequential at all.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. We are here. It's a beautiful day.
And you have your name on your shirt, too.
I do.
You do. If you're watching on Ustream right now, you can check out Mark's hot shirt, My Fix It Up Life.
That's right. And I'm going to advertise our goods for sale.
Goods for sale. Yeah, you can go to My Fix It Up Life, and you can click on, what is it?
I don't know. It's on there somewhere. But we have T-shirts.
Find it, wear it. My Fix It Up Life It, I think, is the thing on the right side of our website.
Find it, wear it, My Fix It Up Life It.
I think that's what it's called.
Wonderful.
Totally hot. Yeah. And another cool thing on our website that's new is we've got a .tv logo up there next to Facebook and YouTube and Twitter.
So you can watch it all happen.
So you can click on Ustream on the .tv icon.
Yeah, it's red.
It takes you to Ustream, and you can watch our live shows on Saturdays at 10, and you can watch previous shows and cool interviews that we did at the National Hardware Show.
With the likes of Chris Grundy from Cool Tools.
On DIY Network.
Ty Pennington.
You might know him from Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Or American Quilting Magazine. Is that what it was?
Oh my goodness. He was on the cover of this quilting magazine, and I asked him about it, and it's hilarious. He actually said he thought it was funny, which is why he did it. He's like covered in a quilt, and he's got a hat on, and he actually
got like a fedora hat on.
His thing is that it kind of looked like a homeless woman, and that's what he said.
Yeah,
and he was kind of proud of it, which is odd.
There you go. Ty Pennington, breaking the mold for regular people.
I think it's unfortunate because he is in fantastic shape and he is handsome and he should not cover himself up with a big old quilt, even if he's for Quilting Magazine. He should be laying on the quilt, like in some kind of handsome pose.
Really?
Doing push-ups with the quilt, you know, lifting it like it's heavy.
That's the segue you're giving me to change topics?
Well, you know, we're having Tanya Nayak on today's show. How about that segue?
Okay. How about we just stop talking about Ty Pennington and quilts?
Well, and she has a new show. You know, she's on HGTV's Design to Sell.
That's right.
Fantastic show. And she also does a show on Food Network called
Kitchen Impossible. That's a
I think
Mark
it's
Summers.
Restaurant Impossible.
I'm sorry. Kitchen Impossible.
That's
is
Mark Bartolomeo.
Yeah. That's DIY.
And so her new show is in the House Hunters series, and I love House Hunters.
You do watch
I
that.
I do. And it's House Hunters on Vacation. It premieres on June 6th, I think.
Okay.
I'm going to totally watch
it. I believe
it.
You.
I think it's at 8:30 East Coast time.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, we're looking forward to that. And that's fun to just see different houses, the way different neighborhoods are, and just check out where people go on vacation.
Yeah, and for the girl in me, and I think a lot of women like to watch House Hunters because it's like shopping. Like, you get to hang out in your own house, have a glass of wine, chillax, and, like, see all these beautiful insides of homes. And it's kind of inspiring, too.
That's right. Yeah. And I should also point out that for the outside of your home, mm-hmm. whether it's a vacation destination or not, mm-hmm. we are giving away the Craftsman Turntite Tractor. collector.
We are. You can go to myfixituplife.com, click on free stuff, and enter to win.
Yeah, and that's a rockin' tractor.
It is. We gave one of these away recently.
It was a blowout.
Oh, my goodness. Like, so many. It's an awesome prize. It's a new kind of tractor technology.
Yeah, and if you've ever had a lawn tractor before, you know, you need a sort of a wider turning radius to turn around.
This has an 8-inch turning radius.
You can turn around a bird bath.
Bird bath?
Yeah, they should.
How many people do you think have bird baths these days, darling?
Tree bark mulch bed.
Yes.
The round stuff in your yard that you, instead of having to swoop out and make a big hook and come back,
yes,
you just turn around. That's a big deal.
I don't think we're going to get one of these. I think you're selling me on it. I think so.
We're also joined by Brad Staggs, author of Spend a Little, Save a Lot, and also Hysterical Guy.
He is hysterical because he guarantees that you probably won't get hurt if you do the projects in his book.
And he really does the projects in his book, which is cool.
And he's also a Real Outdoor Living spokesperson as well. And we love Real Outdoor Living because if you are interested in building anything made out of wood, they have so many questions. Cool projects on their website that you can follow.
Everything from planters to benches to you name it. And
like
the deck
fantasy
designs.
Totally.
Yes, exactly. And my fantasy is that you'll be with us when we come back from our break, which we're taking now. And we'll be back in a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
I ain't rich and famous, or I'd stand in my feet.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-Tru fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-Tru.com and Fypon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life, inside the Fix It Up Fine segment of our show.
Nation, get ready. Get a pen. Get an ink pen.
An ink pen.
Yeah, get yourself a number 2 graphite pencil.
Yes.
Sheet of scratch paper. Never understood what scratch paper was.
Scratch paper is like paper that is...
You scratch?
That's sort of used. Here. It's not fancy paper.
Here's my scratch paper.
It's not your fancy stationery.
It has an itch.
Scratch it.
Scratch paper.
Well, that's not what I found. You know what I found?
What are your Fix It Up finds?
Well, you know, there's a really awesome contest that the Sears Blue Tool Crew, say that really fast, like 10 times.
Sears Blue Tool Crew. That's really as fast as I can do it.
Yeah, they've got a Do It Together contest going on for Dad's Making a Difference. It's really awesome. You can win $30,000 to use in your community to make, you know, something better.
Well, this weaves into the My Fix It Up Life mojo, leave it better than you found it.
Totally.
And that's what these people are doing.
They are. And last year's winner, Charlie, who lives in... I can't say Albany very well.
Yeah, you just did fine.
Okay.
Yeah, she was saying Albany before.
Yeah.
Are you talking about New York?
Mark was asking how many guys named Al live there. Anyway, no, Charlie in Albany, he...
Yeah.
I know, I said it again. Charlie from New York.
Albany, New York. It also happens to be the capital of that state.
Well, he used the money last year to convert a rundown building into a center to feed kids living below the poverty level, which is awesome. So I'm kind of psyched to find out what this year's winner wants to do with their prize money. And you can enter to win up until June 10th. And then, America, you get to vote who gets to win.
Go get them, America.
Go get them, America. So you enter to win on their Facebook page. It's Sears Blue Tool Crew, all one word, is their Facebook page. And they're going to announce the winner on July 11th. I kind of want to invite that winner on our show, too.
You know, that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to find out, like, the whole story behind it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, very exciting. So what are your Fix It Up finds, darling?
My Fix It Up finds include, but are not limited to, a visit to the legal department.
Seriously?
No, not really. It just came to mind, so right. I said it.
Not dressed up fancy enough for that.
No, this is one I actually have to read off of my notes here because there's a lot happening. But... the punchline is that J.D. Power did a survey of kitchen cabinet purchasers and the satisfaction levels they have with their purchase.
Yes.
And there's also some good advice in here about buying kitchen cabinets in the survey.
Okay.
So Craftmade ranks highest in customer satisfaction among cabinet manufacturers, excelling in 3 of 5 factors. Now, having installed several kitchens before, this is what caught my eye because it's they're the three big ones.
Well, and Craftmate is a brand that you can find at Lowe's and at Home Depot, too?
I think so.
I think so.
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Okay. I think so, but I don't
gorgeous,
know.
Gorgeous, gorgeous products. Let me just tell you.
Three of five factors, and these are the three critical ones that resonate with me as someone who puts in kitchens.
Mm-hmm.
The design itself, so all the door choices, drawer pulls, hardware, blah, blah. Performance of the cabinet, so how long they last. And, big time, delivery.
Yes.
So many contractors
how
I've talked with.
How long does it take to get the...
It's not how long. It's having it all and when it gets there.
Oh, having all the pieces and parts.
So many guys have told me the base cabinet is either wrong or not there. Mm-hmm. They're missing moldings.
Yes.
Yada, yada, yada. This is huge.
And all the little filler pieces and everything.
You got to have it all.
Yes.
So that was giant. That really struck my eye. And I want to make sure...
Well, and then following all the... You know, when you work with a designer to come up with a layout for your kitchen, and then all of the different cabinet pieces and parts have a unique letter number system.
Yes.
In the box. And it's kind of like a little scavenger hunt to try to find the right little pieces and parts to put it all in. So having it all there is awesome.
Is massively important.
Because trying to find something that's not there, frustrating.
Well, it slows the whole thing down.
Totally.
We can make the whole fix it up find about this. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I mean, there's more stuff.
Well, I want to know what another fix it up find is, darling.
Well, let's jump ahead to, and I think I should post something about this on myfixitlife.com. There's enough there.
I think that makes sense, darling.
Olympic Paint and Stain has an app for iPhone and Android.
And what does it do?
Well, it's called Color Clicks. And by the way, Olympic Paint provided the deck stain for our Real Wood Real Fun playset.
I love that.
So basically what you do is you mm-hmm. snap a photo with a mobile device of anything that you like the color of. So
yeah.
If you see like flowers at the grocery store or a swatch of fabric on someone's outdoor furniture, anywhere you are, you blast a photo of it. Blast a photo.
Yes.
The world's too digital. It's not enough like blasting stuff anymore.
There's not enough blasting anymore. Well, let's get back to the good old days when you blasted through more things.
So anyway, you can take the color that you shoot, put it in the app,
mm-hmm.
and then it's going to match it with one of Olympic's 1200 zero VOC interior or Dirt Guard exterior paint colors for your use
Dirt
at home.
Dirt Guard?
Dirt Guard.
Oh, I love the name of that.
Yeah.
That is so cool. And the no VOC is so important.
Giant.
Yes.
Giant.
It is. Because then, you know, a lot of expecting women out there say, oh, I can't help paint the nursery because of the fumes.
Right, right.
But you can. I did because we use no VOC paint.
That's right. And they also have a downloadable desktop application that gives you the ability to view the entire Olympic Paint color palette on your desktop and allows you also to virtually paint a room. Also allows you to share the color with other people so that you can get feedback.
You know, that's really cool, too.
Because
then you
big.
Can send it off to, like, for if you're doing your baby's room, you can send it off to your mother-in-law or your mom, and they can say, oh, no, or oh, yes. Because you know what? They'll give you a hard time when they show up and see that nursery, and they'll say, what did you do?
Right.
Why did you paint Joey's room
right.
that color?
And if it's not enough that you share it with one person via email, for mm-hmm. example, or your family, you can post it on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
Facebook. So you can share it with the world.
Now, when are they going to
have your larger group of friends?
When are they going to have an app that for paint that actually paints your room, like in real life, not just virtually helps you select it? I want that app.
They don't have an app for that. You know what they do have an app for?
Our break,
which we're taking next, and we'll see you on the other side with more My Fix It Up Life.
It might be pretty face looking back at me. It might be. Not a conversation piece. It might be everything that I can't be, but I.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Pamper your skin.
weekend the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com. Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Someone like you, somebody.
And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark, Teresa, an author, some guy, people walking by.
Really? That's your intro?
You know why? Just because there's you can't just say that to anybody and then they laugh.
Brad Staggs is sitting with us, and you and Brad have sort of this, like, I don't, what is that?
We're both.
There's a lot of tension,
jumble of
but
emotional
love.
Wire inside.
You
yes.
know, I'm not sure if it's tension and love, because that sounds a little twisted, sister.
It
I've
is.
Got the twisted sister reference.
It's kind of twisted.
That's a gift.
I'm impressed by that kind of thing.
It
has absolutely no use.
Absolutely. Yeah. My mind is a repository for useless trivia and information.
You should read Brad's book.
Yeah.
You should read Brad's book.
If you try the projects, you are guaranteed to probably not get hurt.
Guaranteed to probably not get mm-hmm. hurt is yeah. always something I always like.
Well,
you know,
anything,
whenever I do something, I yeah. want to probably not get hurt.
Well, anytime you're using gutter spikes, it does exist. The potential does exist.
Of course it does. You're up on a ladder because there's no gutter at...
Because
well,
that would be
I've,
stupid.
I've seen you recently hanging out on really beautiful decks lately.
Yes,
too.
That's true. Nice
for,
segue.
You get to do that for work.
Yes, I do.
You're a very lucky man.
I am totally blessed, and I remind myself of that every day as the spokesperson for realoutdoorliving.com as well. As you know, in this industry, you have to hold down several jobs if you really want to eat and have your children eat.
By several.
Yeah. But, yeah, their Destination Deck Series is all about the latest and greatest decks. And the design of these goes from simple to complex, very zen to very ornate and intricate. And the best part is they can download the plans for free, as you know, at realoutdoorliving.com. The decks are customizable for a small fee because we actually have them. We have an expert designer customize them to an individual's home if they want to, or you can customize them yourself. But and you guys are actually doing the giveaway too, right?
Yeah, we're doing the playset.
We are giving away a Real Wood Real Fun playset.
See?
Yes, we are, and it's gorgeous. I mean, I designed it, so I'm kind of biased, but it is gorgeous.
Exactly. See, and I love the tagline "Wood, it's real." So I like wood, real wood, real fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
right here, buddy.
Is that you? Is that you? I knew
that's
it had
Mark.
You written all
yeah.
over it.
I can't turn my computer on by myself, but and every now and again.
You can throw some words out there,
see?
And they land together, and they sound really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Real wood, real fun.
You got to say it with a southern accent.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do.
Tell you what I'm going to do.
You don't know what's coming? You don't know what's coming.
I'm scared.
But as a home improvement author with a book that no one will tell me what's in it, now you're under the gun. This is the My Fix It Up Life lightning round.
Oh, great.
Choose cordless drill or cordless impact driver.
Cordless drill.
Cordless drill.
Why?
Why?
Because I think cordless impact drivers, and I've used them, however, I still think they haven't caught on because, in a grand sense, because of the noise.
They're loud.
It sounds like they're breaking for most people.
Well, you know,
it's that impact, and it sounds like they're. I know they're not, but it's
our son, our 2.5-year-old Jack,
not a big fan.
He can tolerate pretty much all kinds of job site noises except
right.
the impact driver.
There is something about it.
He throws himself on the ground. He's out of his mind. He can't handle it, but he's fine with all the other noises.
Yeah,
and there are a lot of noises that happen at our house.
Oh, yeah, mine too. I understand completely.
My Fix It Up Life lightning round. Two.
All right.
Okay.
Where are you?
We're like a game show.
Where are you with the sounds?
Do 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 do. Nice. Mm-hmm. Did you pay a lot?
I totally threw you under the bus.
That was Tim Williams. You can find him at timwilliams.com for more sounds
there
like that.
Sidewinder circular saw or worm drive circular saw?
Worm drive.
Whoa, I'm surprised.
Let's hear because it. Gravity helps.
Oh, so you're cutting down.
Yes, I'm all, yeah. Anytime you can have gravity be your friend, because normally with a human body, gravity is not our friend.
Yes.
And with a worm drive, gravity is definitely your friend. So
right, yeah. And you've got hands. Your hands are like the size of a wall poster.
Banana hands. It was in, what is that?
It's like a bunch of bananas. Yeah, yeah.
They called Tim Robbins, or not Tim Robbins, Anthony Robbins.
Anthony,
oh, yeah.
He kept calling banana hands. So now when I think of big hands, I think, banana hands.
Banana hands.
Again, worthless trivia.
That is a piece of information. You know what? We're going to stop the show now. I think it's pretty much...
Now, I wonder if there's a glove here at the Ironclad booth that can fit your banana hands.
That's a terrific question.
That is a good question.
That's almost a ham-handed segue, but not really.
Ham-handed?
Oh, wait, I said... even know.
Don't be so heavy-handed, all right?
Ooh.
Oh.
Wow.
Really?
I feel like I'm being run roughshod upon.
You recently did a satellite media tour for Real Outdoor Living.
I did.
And you were on a satellite?
I was on a satellite. You know,
were.
It's hard to hold on to those things. When they're spinning through space, it is truly. That's where the banana hands really came in.
Yeah.
Do you, like, not eat before those because, you know, it might upset your tummy?
Because I might throw up. You know what's funny is before I do anything I don't eat because I do still get nervous.
Really?
Isn't that weird? I know. George Burns said the day, I think it was George Burns, the day you go on stage before and you're not nervous beforehand is the day you need to quit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I think that was George Burns. I also know he said, check your fly and blow your nose before you go on stage.
That's not a bad piece of advice right there. That's not a bad piece of advice
for anything.
Say,
yeah.
Leaving the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah, it's weird. I don't eat.
You did the satellite media tour from on top of a built Real Outdoor Living deck.
I did. Well,
was it one of the destination deck decks?
No, it was not. It was actually my neighbor, Hannah Paramore, who is a fabulous...
Wait. What's her name again?
Hannah Paramore.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that a great name? It sounds French, but it's not.
I'm just envisioning her, this tall, pretty brunette. Just
she's short.
Eating
she's
little pieces
Auburn
of
hair.
Cheese and having... Having a flute of champagne.
If she's listening, she'll kill me. She's a
and she's
fabulous.
Got some kind of like silk robe on. And
wow, was the camera on that day? No, she is an internet marketing genius.
Really?
I mean, yeah, she travels the country speaking about online marketing, and she is just, she's a genius. She's a smart woman. Smart women intimidate me.
And that's why I'm married to one.
See? You did marry up, didn't you?
Oh.
Big time?
There aren't enough ladders in the National Hardware Show to get me up there.
That is the sweetest thing.
Even if I, and this is an accepted method,
you're gonna make me cry
you just
now.
take a bunch of rope and tie them together.
Yep.
You can go as high as you want. That rope will hold.
That's your,
No, I'm joking.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
You got to say that.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not what we do.
That's not how we roll.
Literally.
I had a whole thought. Oh, so it was on her deck.
Yes, it was on her deck in her backyard because it's just a beautiful view.
And my deck
isn't built yet, so that it's hard to do it on a deck that's not built.
Not built yet?
Not built yet.
Is it a pile of lumber in your driveway?
It's not a pile of lumber in here. It's close. It's a pile of lumber in here because that's the funny thing about the book, Spend a Little, Save a Lot, Home Improvements, available soon at Amazon.com or pre-order.
Oh, nicely played.
But for only $17.65, I believe, plus shipping and handling. The thing about it is,
Second free copy. Just pay handling and processing.
And
it's $400.
Never having been to your house, I don't know if this is the case, but my house is truly the case of the cobbler's children have no shoes.
Oh, yeah.
My gutter on the side is hanging off the house. One end, I haven't even completed the gutter system. It's just because...
Does your house even have walls?
Some of it.
Is it a tent?
Define walls. When you say walls,
define inside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've been working on this house for years, literally. Because why get all the pleasure over in, you know, 6 months when you can stretch it out over 8 years?
Oh, that's right. We've been working on our house for seven years.
Oh, yeah. So you understand.
We're about 70% done.
Yeah. Oh, no, you'll never reach 100% because by the time you're at like 95, you have to go back to project one to fix it.
Yeah.
Or then you decide, let's just go get the house down the road, you know, put
start
fix it,
all
patch
over
it.
Again.
Yeah. Kind of don't know how to live any other way.
I don't either. That's my problem. I really, if I lived in a complete home, I would be lost.
I think I'd be a little nervous. Like, what am I going to do now? I guess I could watch TV.
Well,
I guess.
And here's my theory.
Not saying that's bad.
No, that's not bad to watch TV.
No, I like watching TV. In fact,
he's very good at it, too.
I'm good at watching TV.
You know, he is excellent at it, especially the History Channel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he can watch that thing for a long time.
If there's a show about the Roman Empire, I'm
all over it.
He's seen it.
Yeah. I have five televisions in my house. Five or six.
And they're all lined up in the same room?
They have the security cameras, you know, because you can't trust anybody anymore.
But you can trust us to take a break.
Oh, we do have to take a break, dear.
Which we're doing. We'll be back in a minute with my Fix It Up Life.
What a perfect day to play left right there.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice, real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's C-O-D-I-F-Y Design.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com. And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
What's up?
You're all like mellow right now. What's going on?
Hey, that's the way it rolls.
All right. You're just chillaxing and everything?
Yeah.
Well, I'm so excited about our guest. I love this guest.
Yes, I know you do.
Huge fan.
Yeah. And it's Tanya Nyack.
Hi, Tanya.
Tanya,
are you there?
Oh, hey, guys. Huh? Happy Saturday.
Ooh, happy Saturday to you, too. I saw on Twitter, are you in New York City?
I was day before yesterday.
Okay.
I just got back to Boston. Mm-hmm.
And you were there for an opening of Home Goods?
I was, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it was so awesome.
Yeah.
Nate Berkus was there, and Holly Robinson Peach, Genevieve Gorder, a bunch of the Real Housewives. It was fun. And not to mention Home Goods is just, I mean, come on, who does not love going to Home Goods, right?
And you won a duvet?
Well, I didn't win it.
Okay.
But they were kind enough, and they gave us all, like, fun spending money. And so I got this Pratese duvet, which they normally sell for, like, outrageous amounts of money. It's one of Oprah's favorite things. And I got it for a huge deal, yeah.
So oh, my.
Oh, that's nice.
That is so good.
And I almost know what one is.
You almost know what a duvet is.
Oh, really? I'm impressed.
Oh, that's so fantastic. Now, I'm pretty excited about your new show.
You and me both, sister. Let me tell you, it is like the most decadent piece of candy you could ever put in your mouth, like that kind of feeling.
Yummy. So have you gotten to go to some fabulous places for our house hunters on vacation?
I have. I was I don't even know if I can tell you all the places. Let's just say some really exotic, fun locations and all just glamorous destination spots. All within the U.S., so there are very obtainable spots.
Oh, good. Oh. You pre-answered my question, so now I have nothing to say.
No.
So I was going to ask if you went to the Bahamas and you know, you left the country and, you know, you were in, I don't know, Ireland or something.
So it's House Hunters on vacation in the U.S.
In the U.S., but we've definitely hit some islands, places that I think people just forget are great vacation spots.
Really?
You know, I'll give you one or two. Like, for example, we did a couple in Hawaii. I won't say where in Hawaii, but a couple. We did some in the California region,
California is a region.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a state, too. Some people consider it.
You can just say California, right. I think, and pretty much covered the West Coast.
Well, there's so many places in California you can go to that are fabulous.
Right, right.
So that is so cool.
And I have to tell you what makes this different than regular House Hunters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of a spinoff of House Hunters itself, and we all know and love that show because it's just been on forever, and it's a mainstay
at HGTV.
But yes, but this one, you can actually go online, you and your family, and apply to win a free, all-expense-paid vacation from HGTV. So there's no buying a house. Yeah, so we've been taking families of eight, families of five, like, it doesn't even matter at some point. You know, we'll do smaller families, but
well,
we love the feeling.
Tanya, we're only a family of four, so...
Sorry, I'm not listening. I'm signing up.
We're going to sign up.
Yeah.
Right.
Tanya, just keep talking about stuff.
Now, can we say we know you? Like, and we know Tanya, too. Wink, wink. Can we win, please?
Yeah, right. My sister went online, like, I don't know what she was thinking, but so she calls me up and she's like, Tanya, how do I fill out this application? I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, I'm filling out the application to be on your show. I'm like, you're my sister. You can't be on the show.
This is probably the only time that since I've known you that I'm glad that we're not sisters.
Right, right, exactly. I have to tell you, it gets even better than that.
Oh,
so not only is it an all expense paid vacation, but it's sort of like looking into lifestyles of the rich and famous because we showcase mega multi-million dollar vacation homes that truly the rich and famous stay at. For example, we showcase the Merv Griffin estate in Palm Springs. These places rent for up to $35,000 a week.
So does our house.
You'll
rent your house out, no problem. And the kids too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Have the family experience at our Fix It Up Life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, the full family.
Isn't that
experience.
Wild, though?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That is so crazy. So, do you get to stay in fabulous places while you're on location shooting these?
Well, you know what? We stay at great hotels. Mm-hmm. You know, at the places we don't actually stay. Me personally, otherwise I'd be crashing with the family members like, hey, got an extra room for me? Well, but trust me, I've been very tempted to do from time to time.
I would definitely tell the producers that in order for it to be a really credible show, that you should probably get to stay in all of the different locations.
Right?
You can be an expert on how awesome they are.
And your senses must be on fire when you go into these opulent homes as a designer. looking at all these different high-end finishes? And like, do you have to spend time by yourself just absorbing it, and then you can be the host of the show?
Well, I really scope these houses out beforehand to find the best houses for the families. And you nailed it, Mark, about, like, my senses in overload. I see all these things, and there are bells and whistles that we just don't see in everyday homes, you know? And I'm blown away. Like, my jaw is dropped when I walk into these houses. They're spectacular.
Well, are we going to see some blogs about all these different places you've gone to on your website, TanyaNayak.com?
You know, I thank you for saying that. I probably should be. I should be getting better about it, yes.
Oh, yeah, because, when they're airing, too, because they don't start airing until June 6th, right?
June 6th, uh-huh. And it's going to be at 8:30 p.m., which is a great time slot. I think it's a Monday, June 6th. So, yeah, I'm very excited. And I have to tell you, in addition to that, I'm also doing a show on Food Network.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Restaurant Impossible. So this is where the designing chops come out, you know? So while I get to go on
chops,
these luxury vacations.
Kitchen. Get it. Chops.
Now, there you go.
What was the deal with the undergarment that you found in the chandelier of the restaurant you did recently? I saw that on Twitter.
Oh, how funny is that? So I design restaurants here in Boston outside of the show, outside of the Food Network show. But with my business, I do a lot of restaurants here. So we were going in to measure, and I look up at the ceiling, and this is a classy place. It was like a martini lounge kind of thing. And there's a bra hanging from the chandelier. Right. I don't know.
Evidently not that classy, Tanya. Just saying.
Right, right.
It was probably
going
really,
on after hours.
It was probably a really high-end bra, though. It was probably like, very pretty and lacy and everything.
Yeah,
and
yeah, that's great.
I was thinking, I'm like, how can I incorporate this into the design? Should we do like a bra motif
nice
in here? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I want a bartend there.
Yeah.
That'd be a different
kind of place. You want a bartend there.
Nicely done. That's your first blog.
Well, and we just actually met Lisa Laporta like last week in Vegas. We were at the National Hardware Show. And
is she not the sweetest, cutest, nicest thing you've ever met in your life?
She is.
You just want to eat her up.
I fell in love with her.
I actually bit her.
You bit her?
Yeah, I bit her. You know what?
I've taken a nibble once and twice.
I could eat you up. I'm going to gnaw on you right now.
Oh,
she's as cute as pie. So we need to find out where you're going to be. So, you were in Philadelphia recently, I saw, and we didn't get a call.
How rude of me, right? But
seriously?
That was when I was there. I know. I was there for that Restaurant Impossible shoot. And no joke, you guys, we are there. And we do this makeover in 24 hours. And it's a restaurant makeover, complete. And you'll like this one, Mark. Soup to nuts, restaurant makeover.
That's it. Like, I'm actually leaving the studio. I have to go. If you're watching us on Ustream right now, this is me leaving.
Well, you could call us and we'll come down. We'll come down and help, too, if you're ever in the Philadelphia area
really?
Again doing a makeover. Totally. We'll come down and
help. How far are you from Delaware?
We're not that far.
Not that far.
No,
I mean,
it
depends where in Delaware, but...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I'll be filming there June, I think, 7th, 8th, and 9th, something in that vicinity. So I will be hitting you guys up if you want to come and lend a hand, by all means.
We are not even making that. We would totally love just to, like, you know, be around you doing that and seeing all of your magic happen.
I'll just stand there.
That'd
you
be
just
so great.
Pray to what you want us to do, and we'll be here, as Mark likes to call, chicken monkeys.
Yeah, chicken monkeys.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, do you guys know who Chef Robert Irvine is?
Yes.
From Food Network?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's the main, like, the guy that is running everything and making sure everything's getting done. I mean, he is hardcore, but I love him.
Yeah.
Love
awesome.
Him.
Yeah, everyone loves him. I mean, like, how can you not love him?
When he's making you cry, when he's yelling at you.
Just during the times when you're weeping, understood.
Yeah.
It's a process,
right.
I guess, you have to go through. He has to break you down in order to, you know, to feel like,
that's,
you know.
I think that's his philosophy, but it works.
And you know
it's
what?
Remarkable.
And you know what? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just had this great idea. Instead of staying in a fancy hotel in Delaware, wherever you're going, perhaps you could stay at the... We'll give you a deal and give you our house for $30,000 a week.
Oh, yeah, and kids
that's
included.
Such a deal. Wow, nice. All right, well, I'll let them all know. But then you know you're for $30,000, you're going to get the entire, like, entire team and the whole production crew.
That's okay. Our house is not in that good a shape right now. We're fixing it up. So
30,000 might be a high, slightly high.
Yeah,
1,000% high number.
Yeah, and it's okay if Robert wants to, like, you know, make some food and leave it in the fridge. We'll totally.
Oh, right.
Like,
I know.
Yeah.
Good call.
Do you get to eat the yummy food from the restaurants you go to?
You know, after the makeover is done, they have a grand reopening with the new menu that Robert's created. And so every now and then we get a little sampling as things are underway. But, you know, it's awesome. Like, people are lined up down the street. That one in Philly, there were like 200 people waiting outside ready to go in and
enjoy
the new look and the new food and everything.
That is so cool. And that's on Food Network. And you can check out Tanya Nayak, not just at TanyaNayak.com, or follow her on Twitter at Tanya Nayak.
Yes, please follow me on Twitter.
Oh, totally follow her on Twitter.
Yeah, and it's TANIYA.
NAYAK.
Yes. And
we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose Real Wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reached for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fypon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
What a perfect day to play left, right there.
And it is a perfect day here at My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa, and just a lovely interview with Tanya Nayak.
Oh, she's fabulous.
I mean, you know, sometimes in radio, you have to, like, just say, okay, bye. And we got on the phone with her during the break and just had a lovely chat. And now I've got, like, 200 more questions.
Well, we
do. You call her back.
Well, we'll talk to her again sometime soon. But, you know, I wanted to talk about something in our life, our whole door dilemma at our home. home?
You know, the door dilemma. I don't know if I can even enter this conversation because of the stress of choosing a door, the old house.
Well,
the thing is,
I've been very attached to our original door of our house. We've got a 100-year-old American Foursquare, and the original door has one of those mail slots in it.
Yeah.
And I love the mail slot.
Postman won't use it.
Won't use it. And we've taped over it because it's kind of like, you know, leaking.
Being outside.
Yeah. It kind of doesn't really help
with the hole. It's basically what it is. A hole in the door.
A hole in the door. Yeah. There you go. We have a hole in the door. But it's charming and I love it. But we've finally come to conclusion that we're going to replace our front door.
Yes.
So I've been online to look at a door designer on Therma-Tru's website.
Yes.
Now, Therma-Tru is a sponsor of us and our show.
Yes, full disclosure. Don't they have to say that? GE is a parent company of CNN.
But the thing is that they really do have an awesome online door designer that is so fun to play with. And you go to Therma-Tru.com and you click on up top. There's a up top. I always think of Chris Grundy.
It's all up top.
It's all up top. There's a My Save Doors. You can click on that, and you set up an account. And you can check through and look at all of the different cool doors and select doors and then add glass styles to it and do side lights and everything.
And you can do the revolutionary venting side light.
Which is cool. But the other thing is that you can then share it with, like I did, my spouse. Who happens to be sitting next to me, Mark.
Who happens to be sitting next
happens to
me. There's an app for that. I'm virtual.
You're virtual.
I got downloaded from the Android store.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I shared three different designs that I did with you. And then you rated them and told me what you thought online. It was very cool.
Yeah, it's almost like we talk to each other.
So I went through and I did a what they call the classic craft. It's a mahogany door.
Sweet.
Gorgeous. But you weren't that fond of it. It was a little busy for you because I did the Ashurst glass, which was a little busy for you.
There's a lot happening. I tend to like a simpler door style.
And I also did the American version, which is, you know, feeds into your whole Made in America thing.
I'm just going to say it for the 50 millionth time. It's okay to make things in this country.
But the one that you liked the best was the rustic one, which I'm in love with a 2-panel, 3-quarter arch light with the Augustine glass. The Augustine glass is gorgeous. You don't know what I'm talking about, probably. Go on to Therma-Tru.com and check out their glass options for doors.
Packages are through the roof.
Oh, my goodness. It's just such a good way to make a statement about your home and about you. It's kind of like I was just talking with Nikki, our producer, about changing over purses and stuff. You know, represent your personal style.
And there is no more gripping conversation to me
than changing over than purses.
Seasonal winter, purse changeover.
Yeah, winter to summer.
Gentlemen in the audience listening to this, go ahead, admit to it. You can like it too.
But the thing about it is that with anything about your home, you know, it's hard to visualize what your door is going to look like on your home. So Therma-Tru, they take it one step further, Mark.
I've heard designer after designer say that. That's the biggest hurdle to making a design happen is...
Mm-hmm. Non-designers to visualize what it's going to look like.
Yeah, and that's me over here.
Well, they have this CD that you can go and order at Therma-Tru.com/order PP because it's called Picture Perfect Virtual Designer. You can upload pictures of your house and then put all of the door designs and the glass options and everything and check it out and look at it and then share it with your spouse and say, hey, baby.
Yeah.
This is what our house will look like with this store. So I'm totally going to do that. Take it one step further.
That's totally huge. And I also wanted to bring up, too, that, and this is something we might be able to do in our house, is you can add some companies call them a headlight. Some call them a transom.
Yes.
So
it's above the door.
It's a window above the door.
Mm-hmm.
Some houses you're going to have to do some reframing to fit that in because you can't just take the header out.
Well, that's a nice way of actually having light come into your entryway if you don't want a glass option in your door because you're concerned about privacy or something else.
Or width of the space you actually have to come in. Width, W-I-D-T-H.
Well, how does the glass option inside the door change the width of the door?
Oh, I thought you meant side lights.
No.
Oh, because side lights make the whole thing wider.
No, side lights actually do allow not privacy as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you put curtains over them and then it kind of...
Well, if you have a glass design that can mute the light passage through there so you can't see through it.
Okay.
Straight away. Okay.
Okay. So, you know, this time of year, one of your big passionate topics about home improvement is your lawn. And you're like a big into walking the property and checking out the status of the lawn.
Yeah, the lawn's important.
It is important.
Lawn's a huge element of maintenance stuff, of curb appeal if you're selling your house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of pretty easy to have it be good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what should we be doing this time of year, darling?
Well, right now, if you're not on a fertilizing schedule, you're in an opportune time to get on one.
What is a fertilizing schedule, darling?
Well, at certain times of the season, early spring, late spring, summer, again, later in the summer, and then in the fall, you want to apply fertilizer, and then you want to apply a material that balances out the acidity of your soil. So where we live, that's pelletized limestone.
Mm-hmm.
Where soil conditions are different, it's gypsum.
Okay.
So you balance out the acid and base in your soil.
Okay.
That alone helps the fertilizer do its job unbelievably better.
And the fertilizer that you like to use is?
Well, we're on the Scotts program right now.
Oh, we are.
Yeah. And what we do, and we've already done this where we live, is we've applied the pre-emergent crabgrass killer so that crabgrass doesn't get a chance to get started.
Okay.
If you've missed doing that by around now, you missed it.
Okay.
So just jump ahead to step two, which is weed and feed. And that's going to go after your dandelions, which I call to myself, my personal talk, dandelions.
Okay.
I'm not sure Roger Cook, the landscaper from this old house, would agree with
now,
me.
Now, what's the spongy stuff that we use?
Spongy stuff?
It looked like those foam, like the foam things you put in kids' baths and it expands with water.
Oh, that was Scott's Easy Seed. It's grass seed.
Oh, grass seed.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool stuff.
That
too.
Stuff is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the grass that it grew,
mm-hmm.
we used that to do repairs.
Oh, it totally grew like in no time at all.
It grew in like late October.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if they can translate that technology for like men and hair loss, I mean, they would be out at like, they would be rock
yeah,
stars.
Like Scott's isn't already a big company.
Totally, but still, yeah, I'm just saying that's cool technology.
It
really grew it like seriously fast.
And that grass seed, it basically is grass seed that comes with its own ecosystem. It's got dirt, it's got mulch, it's got starter fertilizer, and it's got a really, really good seed that comes up with a really fine green grass. And you literally water it, and it expands like a sponge.
Yes.
It's hyper-absorbent.
Yes.
So it takes a lot of the guesswork and a lot of some of the random stuff like hard-driving rains. You can plant it on a hill, and it'll tend to stay better than just seeds. It takes a lot of guesswork out of it.
Yes.
But you want to be on – we're going to swing back to the fertilizer.
We only have a couple minutes left in our show.
No, that's where we are.
Okay.
I just want to make sure we
– get on a fertilizing schedule.
Yeah, and we're at that point right now.
You should do a blog about that on our website so people understand what the fertilizing schedule is. And maybe you could do an app for a fertilizing calendar so, like, your phone rings whenever you're supposed to be putting it down a certain kind of fertilizer.
My phone rings all day long.
Maybe Scott already has an app for that.
Just blowing up with phone calls and text messages.
You are. You are so popular. And you know what makes him even more popular? If you go to our website and
yes.
you send him an email and saying, you know what, I have a question about my home improvement project.
Please do. Just got a great deck question from Colorado.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody had a real problem with their deck. I'm actually working through it with them right now.
Cool.
Yeah.
I hope we can post that up on our website so everyone else can learn from that question and answer.
Absolutely. But in the meantime, what you should do is check us out on Facebook.
Yes, you should. Follow us on Twitter at MyFixItUpLife. You should check out our videos on YouTube and on Ustream.
Yes, catch our videos from KBiz.
And subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, which is number 5. In Home Improvement Podcast. We're
and
rising
growing.
Up the charts. Thanks to you. And we'll be here next week for more
My Fix It Up Life.
Might be an idle conversation piece.